Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
A recent Classroom episode covered the basics of buying products for resale on Alibaba. But this listener is still confused. So let's clear up the confusion. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillipo. Now, as a refresher, if you're just joining us, if you don't know what Alibaba is the largest marketplace in the world. And yes, that includes Amazon. If you go to alibaba.com, you can find just about anything there from big booty jeans to live sheep. And in fact, we covered listings for both of those items and many more in the aforementioned Classroom episode number 1402. And in that episode, I was talking about sourcing products using Alibaba. How can you buy something from an overseas manufacturer and then resell it? And in that episode, I also talked briefly about Alibaba Express, which is a little bit different from Alibaba. That is part of this listener's confusion. So totally understandable why this could be confusing, but let's clear it up. And we'll do that right after this quick message from our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, Chris. This is Brian from Denver. I listened to an episode on sourcing products from Alibaba and got really excited, but when I went to look at the site, I felt seriously overwhelmed. It seems like you can buy almost anything you can imagine, but there are thousands of sellers and lots of confusing terms. You mentioned that Alibaba Express is more consumer-friendly with lower minimum order quantities, and the site does seem a lot easier to navigate, but is there a reason I should be looking at Alibaba.com instead of Alibaba Express? What's the difference? Thanks.
Brian, what's good, man? Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the question. And you're not alone in your confusion. This can be overwhelming. You're right. If you go to Alibaba.com, you're like, oh my God, there's so much here. Now, that original episode was 1402. Just want to mention that again for those who have not heard the Classroom episode. If you want to hear all about Alibaba, go back and start with that. But to answer your question, you know, it's Alibaba Express, which you can go to AlibabaExpress.com versus Alibaba.com. The Express site may seem easier to understand because that site is focused, or that platform is focused on B2C, like business to consumer, whereas Alibaba is focused on B2B, business to business. Most people who are buying on Alibaba are other businesses. They are buying to resell, or they are buying to customize or personalize in some way. They're trying to connect with an overseas factory, perhaps to make a product of their own design. So of course, there's going to be more complexity there. And you know, yes, there are often lower minimum order quantities on the consumer site, and there may be some good deals there. But generally, if you're buying for resale, you want to buy in bulk, because that's where you're going to get a better price. So that's why I tend to steer people more toward Alibaba, even if it seems a little bit more complex. So overall, you know, a couple tips here. I think it's worth your time to learn more about Alibaba in general. If you are at all interested in reselling something, or even if you're interested in creating your own product or connecting with an overseas manufacturer, this is really where you need to go. I mean, this is stop number one. So the site itself has lots of detailed guides. They have lots of secondary pages, explanatory videos. There's also at least one major subreddit, which is reddit.com/r/AlibabaImport. So not just Alibaba, but Alibaba Import on Reddit. And of course, lots of independent tutorials and pages and posts. So I'd recommend you just kind of do a deep dive there, and don't expect to go away, you know, knowing everything in an hour or two, but an hour or two of research can probably take you a long way. And I do think it's worth it, again, if you want to sell something or if you're interested in working with an overseas manufacturer for anything. From there, because again, it's overwhelming, I'd recommend trying to specialize, or if not specializing, at least having a narrow focus at first. And the difference there, I think, is specializing is like, I'm going to go deep with this thing. Having a narrow focus is like, I don't know what I want to do, but I probably can't sell live sheep and big booty jeans and, you know, everything else at the same time. So let me just pick one of those things. Actually, perhaps neither of those things, but maybe something different. Let me just pick one thing, maybe make an initial purchase, see if I can sell that on a local network like Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or somewhere else, and then go from there. So it's worth it, but it does take some time. And I hope that is helpful, Brian, and anybody else out there who may have been confused. Listeners, if you've got a question of your own, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I'm also very grateful for your 5-star reviews. If you could leave me a quick little review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, even just a rating, you just click it. It's pretty simple. It does help a lot in terms of other people discovering the show. So I am grateful for you, and I hope you will join me again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.